already. You see?
What?
There.
Another train.
Moriarty's special.
It can't be. He couldn't possibly have arranged it so quickly.
Didn't I tell you his web extends into every corner? He'll be here in a moment. Behind that luggage, Watson. Huh? Quickly, man!
There are limits, you see, to our friend's intelligence.
Mm.
Shall we proceed? We'll stay in Brussels for the next two nights and then move on to Strasbourg, if you agree.
Certainly.
Scotland Yard have instructions to wire me at Strasbourg on Monday night.
Mm.
Oh. Holmes?
He's escaped them. I should have known when I left the country there was no one to cope with him.
Ah, oh, Holmes. I wondered where you got to. Are you all right?
I think you'd better return to England, Watson.
What? Why?
Because you'll find me a dangerous companion now. Man's occupation is gone. He'll devote his whole energies to revenging himself upon me.
But he can't possibly know where you are. When he discovered we'd left the train, he surely must have thought you decided to stay in England.
You could be right.
And in any case, I've never yet walked out on you when danger was near. I had no intention of starting now.
Good old Watson.
Would you care to hear my recommendation as your doctor?
I'm sure I should find it fascinating.
You said yourself that you've been working much too hard lately. If you're going to carry on the hunt for Moriarty when we get back to England, you'll need to be in perfect shape. I prescribe that we continue with the holiday.
Where shall we go?
Meyeringen, the principal village in the narrow and fertile Hasli Valley. Particularly of note, the Austrian tower and the church, erected in the early pre-Reformation period and renowned for its 14th century Old Testament frescoes. The beauty of the village and the surrounding area has won for it the title of the front garden of the Bernese Overland.
What does your florid companion have to say on the more practical subject of places to stay?
Many fine hotels and boarding houses. And there's a list. What do you think?
Yes. This one seems singularly appropriate. The English Hof.
Two beers, mein Herren.
Dankeschön, Herr Steiner.
Thank you.
Bitte schön.
Isn't this a magnificent spot?
Yeah.
You can see two seasons in a single glance. Spring at the foot of the mountains and winter at the peak.
Ooh. Well, perhaps you should consider widening your literary activities to encompass the travel guide.
I shouldn't mind if it meant getting to places like this more often. I'd love to bring Mary here. Her health's not been too good lately.
Oh, my dear fellow. I'm sorry to hear it.
Oh, it's nothing too serious, thank God. Holmes, will you do something for me?
Hmm?
Name it. Tell me about Moriarty. What's his background? Where did he come from? What's he like?
Which of those questions shall I answer first?
Well, describe him. Give me a thumbnail sketch.
He's tall and thin, rather pale, and with sunken eyes. He has a habit of oscillating his head slowly from side to side. Makes him look curiously reptilian.
And is he actually a professor?
Oh, yes. Or was, at least.
What of?
Mathematics. At the age of 21, he gained a chair at one of the smaller universities. His publications had a European vogue.
Well, describing a man with a brilliant career ahead of him.
But he had hereditary tendencies of the most diabolical kind. A criminal strain ran in his blood.
In spite of his extraordinary mind.
Oh, his intellect made it all the more dangerous.
Amazing.
No, not at all. I've mentioned to you before now that I would have made a formidable criminal.
You have.
Well, no, I believe it. In Moriarty, I see the man I could have become.
Yeah, my dear Holmes.
I mean it.
I can see into the man's mind. I know what drives